Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast, and we're in Barcelona, courtesy of Kaspersky Lab at the KL Next Media Summit, and joined by, some say in his own country, a rock star. We're joined by David Jacoby.
Jacoby, yes.
David, thanks for joining us, mate.
Thank you very much.
Look, it's been a pleasure spending a couple of days with you here in Barcelona. You're a good guy. So people who aren't aware of David, worth having a look at. You're a security evangelist for Kaspersky Lab, and your presentation yesterday was on how much is your data worth in the black market. So this is based on research, as you were just saying. So maybe just talk to the audience through what you're finding and how much are we worth in the black market.
Well, everything started when I was talking to my friends about, you know, the data that's being sold on the internet and also the data that they have on their own Facebook chats or text chats or whatever they're doing online. Because I asked my friends, like, can I borrow your phone and see your last messages? And they're like, nope, not happening. Like, okay, why not? You know, apparently it was the private stuff. And then I start to think, like, okay, if everyone has these private things, whatever it might be, pictures or chats with your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it might be, that they value so high. Because I even asked them, like, what is your price? Like, how much would you want for me to have that kind of data? And we started with like $1,000, $2,000. We ended up at like $50,000. Same thing happened.
Someone said $100,000.
Yeah, like that. This is just ridiculous. Like, who would ever pay $100,000 for, you know, naked pictures? So I went online just to double check, like, what is the actual price for these kind of Facebook accounts or Twitter accounts and email accounts. And to my surprise, it was like really low.
Yeah.
Like, you can buy a Facebook account for $1. And if I would, like, I asked you yesterday, can I get your Facebook account for $1? Obviously no, but yeah, that's the actual price on the black market.
But I suppose that's where the price is so low, because you point out that those accounts are being used as proxies, so they're not actually assuming the Facebook account. You know, what can you do with a Facebook account? But on a mass scale, you can start to influence or use these as proxies, right?
They're also low because there's so many Facebook accounts being sold.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, it's different if you start targeting a specific individual. Then you have to pay more, obviously.
Got it.
I mean, this is accounts that's been stolen from database leaks or phishing campaigns or whatever kind of.
So they're really after maybe a password that person might have used elsewhere, so they can use those credentials elsewhere and try to basically get into bank accounts, obviously.
Yeah, the easiest way to explain this is like, do you remember the last big hack that happened, like Adobe or LinkedIn or Dropbox or something? So what they have in that database is an email and password combination. What they do is they extract that email and password combination, put that into a scanner. That scanner will, you know, try to log into Facebook and Skype and Twitter and Instagram and whatever, you know. The output will be a long list of different services that you have access to. Those services are then sold on the black market, saying, I have X amount of Facebook accounts and Instagram accounts and Twitter accounts and Skype and Spotify and whatnot. And what you do with that data, that's, you know, maybe a different story, but the bad guys use that to obviously make money.
But you can target a person in particular. I think you came out with, say, $30 to $50 US for a person's, potentially, their identity.
Yeah, but that's not a targeted attack. That's when you add everything up, saying, okay, if I would take your digital identity, whatever that means, I mean, you have access to X amount of services.
Yeah.
And if I sell access to each service separately, including access to your computer, that is being sold for around $30 to $50. So if I take your entire online presence, that entire online presence is worth $30 to $50. US dollars.
And I suppose for the audience, it's one of those, you're obviously doing this research and looking at these numbers on the dark web, right? How easy was it to access the dark web, and how do you actually do that?
Oh, there's just something called a Tor browser that you have to download. With that Tor browser, you can access the Tor.
Tor 2 right now? Tor 2? The Tor browser?
Yeah, do you know the version? Is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah,
I'm just trying to think where it's at. It's been a while since I've actually looked.
Well, I just think they call it the Tor browser.
Okay, still the Tor.
It's just the Tor browser. And with that browser, you can access the dark web, but then you obviously need the same thing as the normal internet. You need an address.
Yeah. Right?
Those addresses can just be found if you start Googling. I mean, I'm pretty sure that you could have, if you spent even more time, you can find other marketplaces and other websites selling even more juicy information than I found.
And I suppose that's the interesting part, is everything's there in terms of looking at. You came out with the passports, are there. Obviously, this is linking into then just general organized crime and standard crime. This is their platform, is it not?
Yes, and when it comes to passports, I mean, there's different ways of stealing passports. Some cyber criminals, they work with real world criminals who would just, you know, break into people's hotel rooms or pickpockets or, you know, somehow get hold of the physical passport. But then there's a lot of people who scan their passports and send them to embassies or whatever, so they have them in the email. And that goes back to what we talked about before, this email and password combination. Because what if you had the same email, same password for your actual email that you had on the LinkedIn account or Dropbox account or whatever compromised account? Then they can access your email, and then it's basically game over. Because then if they have access to your email, they can obviously read all your emails, but they can also reset all the passwords to every single site that you registered with that specific email.
So really it does, what's some of the key messages? As an evangelist, you're out there you know, with that message, and what are some of the key things that people need to be doing to avoid sort of being susceptible? Because even, I've been pawned.
Website.
And pretty much everyone's going to be on that. If you've ever had a LinkedIn account or a Dropbox account or, you know, there's various, you're there. So it's change passwords and have good passwords. Hygiene, I suppose.
Don't have the same passwords on every site. Yeah. Like, have unique passwords on every single site.
Yeah.
People somehow think that it's very difficult to remember 20 unique passwords, but it's actually not.
Yeah.
Just think about a password, but not as a password, but as a passphrase.
Yeah.
For example, just use the phrase, I'm from Australia, okay? I'm from Australia, then you have a separator, which could be a special character, like an exclamation mark or a question mark or whatever kind of special character that you choose. So the password would be, I'm from Australia, question mark.
Yep.
And then the first word that you think of when you associate with that website. So what is the first thing that you think about when I say Facebook? Quickly. Quick.
Social.
Social. I'm from Australia, question mark social. That's your password for Facebook. And we do the same thing with Skype. What is the first thing that you think of when I say Skype?
Comms.
Comms. I'm from Australia, question mark comms. Nice. You see the system? Very simple. And I bet you if you add up all those characters in I'm from Australia, question mark comms, it's longer than your current password.
Yeah, nice. I suppose it is also those characters that software that's trying to, you know, brute force a sort of attack on a password.
Even if it does get that, it doesn't matter because that password only is only valid for that specific account. Site. So if they compromise your Dropbox account, it's only for a Dropbox account because you will always remember what you associate with that website. I mean, for me, even if you would give me the first string, which was I'm from Australia, I would never be able to guess what you associate Skype with, for example, or Twitter or whatever kind of site. I think that's just impossible to, if I don't know you like really, really well.
And is that because it's amazing that we're still having the same conversations about this?
I know.
Passwords. So do you think it's changing over time? Do you think people are getting better? I mean, you travel probably more than I do. How do you find, is it down to the country or is it just down to the, you know, you mentioned the word stupidity.
No, I said laziness and
naivety. Too.
Exactly. There was some guy in the audience who said stupidity. But I agree with him. I mean, I don't think we're stupid. We're just lazy and naive.
Yeah.
Because we know about this already. But for some reason, we just ignore it.
Well, it's probably the best explanation I've heard about passwords in terms of how you just said that. I don't think people are sort of trained. I mean, this should be in schools, how to
exactly.
do this.
And I kind of blame the security industry to making everything so complicated.
Yeah.
We should make it simple and easy for everyone to understand.
True.
I mean, that goes for basically everything. And I mean, I just seen the way we sell security products, which is completely messed up. I mean, because we always talk about what security products can do for us. We don't talk about what they cannot do for us.
Yes.
And I think that's the key point, is to talk about what is this product not doing for me? Because whatever it's not doing for me, I have to fix myself.
That's right. Well, one of your key messages was take some pride. Take pride in your security and your identity. Don't be naive, because it might happen to you.
Yeah, but when I say take pride, I mean we are the problem. We are the problem. I mean, because if we didn't have vulnerable machines or bad passwords or would be clicking on everything that we receive in the email, the bad guys wouldn't have any leverage on us.
Yeah.
I mean, if we just solve these really simple things like patch your system, don't have the same password everywhere, that would solve so many problems.
One thing we didn't touch on was credit cards, like credit card numbers. What type of prices are we seeing for credit cards?
I don't have the data in front of me, but it's not very expensive.
Yeah.
But it depends on how fresh the credit card is.
Yeah.
But I can't even guess. Maybe $10. I don't know.
I think it was even lower. From my memory, it was like cents, because you buy them in bulk.
Okay. I don't remember.
Did you get tempted at all on there, David, in terms of what else you can buy? You got guns and drugs and everything else there?
No, not really. I have that already.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right, well, we've been joined by David Jacoby, a security evangelist for Kaspersky Labs, based in Sweden, right? Yeah, well done. You've got your own website too, right? What's your Twitter twag tag?
I don't use Twitter. I have a handle, but I think that's owned by Kaspersky or something.
Okay.
It's
Jacoby David. Yeah,
but that's not...
You're not on there.
There's nothing there.
Where can people find out more?
About me?
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, I don't know.
All right.
YouTube?
Yeah,
I guess Kaspersky put stuff there.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll have some links on the podcast.
Cool.
David, thank you very much for joining us on the Cybersecurity Weekly podcast.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.